Hello and welcome to my Tuesday training call. Again, I'm Ted Keyes, your host and top freight sales training expert. Today's training topic is how to not converse with freight prospects. Again, how to not converse with freight prospects. So for those of you that are on my Gmail contact list, as I say every week, scroll down to the bottom of any one of those email invites that I sent you today to get on the call. Open up those attachments or that one attachment down at the bottom. We're going to go over my topic today. Again, that attachment is free. Once you get on my contact list, by doing that, you can go to my website, tedkeysonline.com. Upper right-hand corner, just enter your name and your contact info. That will get you on my contact list. However, for those of you that are on my contact list, just scroll to the bottom, open up that attachment, and you're going to get the free information that I provided today as I talk about how to not converse with freight prospects, how to not converse with freight prospects. I could have titled this "How to Converse with Freight Prospects," but of course that would open a whole big area into something else. Today I'm going to talk about five things to do as you're. Five things not to do as you're conversing with your freight prospects. Five things not to do. Now, there's a slew of things not to do while you're conversing with freight prospects. I'm going to go over the five main ones, So you don't get into these little rat trails that you go down and you're having a challenge getting out of it. So again, how to not converse with freight prospects. Just starting off with For freight sales agents, you'd think that talking about your freight service is the best way to win that big contract or a host of lanes to move. Well, ironically, one of the industry's biggest ironies, as I said, is that the more you talk about your freight service, the less likely you are to move a prospect's freight. And I'm going to get into that a little bit later here. So, again, these five signs indicate that it's time to let your prospect take the center stage and you close your mouth and keep it shut. So here are the five things to not do, five main things to not do while you're conversing with your freight prospects. The first thing you do is when you talk over half the conversation, basically to not talk more than half the conversation. What's the big takeaway from this sign? The big takeaway from this sign is learning how to listen. If you're talking more than half the conversation, the reason why is because you don't know how to listen. And when you truly learn how to listen, that's when you've truly developed the sales skill. See, freight sales is not all about you telling your prospect all about how great you are or how great your service is. Listening is way more valuable to freight sales agents than talking. It's the only way to assess your prospect's business pain. And if you really want to take in the true value of listening, go to my Freight Sales Success Guide and pull out that sales call information sheet. Not only do I talk about how important listening is, I even give you the list of questions to ask your freight prospect when you contact them for the first time. If you haven't fully grasped the root cause of your freight prospect's shipping pain, then you won't be able to position your freight service. That's how important listening is. It's so important that you have to go in with the mindset into a freight sales call of asking questions and then closing your mouth and listening. See, if you don't ask questions, you're not going to be able to decipher your prospect's freight moving pains. That's how important listening is. And if you're talking over half the conversation, it's basically telling you that you're not listening. If anything, you should be talking a fourth of the conversation. You should be talking a third of the conversation. If you're talking more than half the conversation, point blank, you are not listening. And if you're not listening, you're talking. And if you're talking, guess what? Your freight prospect is ready to hang up on you. If you haven't fully grasped the root cause of your freight prospect shipping pain, again, then you won't be able to position their service. It's like scoring a goal without knowing which team you're playing on. When you know which team you're playing on, and that is your team, you're going to go into call, ask questions, close your mouth, and while they're giving you, while they're telling you what their pain is, you're writing it down, you're listening, you're closing your mouth. So the first thing to not do is to not talk over half the conversation. If you're talking over half the conversation, then you're just not listening. You're not conversing correctly with your prospect. Second thing to do is you tell more than you ask. You tell more than you ask. What does this have to do with conversing with your freight prospect? Well, or not conversing. Basically, your main goal when you go into a call is to ask questions. It's all your first call, and typically every call that you have with your freight prospect, it's all about you asking them questions. If you don't ask questions, you're not going to get to the bottom of why it is that they'll even use you, okay? When you tell more than you ask, again, that goes back to number one, talking. If you're telling, that means you're not asking. It's that simple. So when you tell more than you ask, that is how not to converse with your freight prospects, and that is number two. The third thing that you're not going to do is, or that you're going to notice is, your prospect isn't conversing back with you. Your prospect isn't conversing back with you. And high probability is if they're not conversing back with you, it goes back to number one, to number two, you are talking too much. You're talking too much. Question, would you continue sending email after email to a prospect who had never opened or responded to a single passage or message of yours? Okay? If you're sending email after email and your prospects are not answering you, there's a reason why. It's because you're doing all the talking, you're doing all the emailing, you're not allowing them to come back. Why? Because you're too loud. What does this come to? Well, always make it a habit of pausing. And again, here's your solution to talking too much. Because if you're talking too much, it means you're not listening, which goes to number two. However, here's what you do as you're conversing with your freight prospect for the first time. Always make it a habit of pausing every few minutes to ask your prospect if they truly understand what you're saying, or look for ways to give them an opening. Okay, look for ways to give them an opening. How do you do that? By asking them questions. But them giving them an opening is typically because they're answering a question of yours. So if they're not conversing with you, it's because you're doing all the talking. Taking your prospect's temperature, again, is invaluable to making your sales conversations helpful for them, and it ultimately bolsters your probability of getting their freight in motion. So again, just in review real quick, things not to do, you talk over half the conversation, that's number one. The second thing is you tell more than you ask, you're talking too much, you're not asking questions. The third thing is you're just plain talking too much, and basically because you're doing that, your prospect isn't conversing back with you. Fourth thing to not do is when your statements apply to anybody. Your statements apply to anybody. What do I mean by your statements apply to anybody? Well, let me start off by asking a question. Why are conversations about the weather so boring? I mean, think about it. How often have you had a conversation about the weather? Yet, they're so dang boring, yet 95 to 98% of society has conversations about the weather. Why are these conversations so boring? I mean, when you think about it, are you really that concerned about the weather? And not only are you concerned, Is your prospect concerned about the weather? Why do you do this? Well, you do it because everybody else does it. Just because everybody else does it, does that mean that you should do it? Well, here's the answer. The answer is because they're impersonal and happen between any two people. Those are boring conversations. If you go into a call with a new freight prospect and you start off by saying, hey, boy, how's the weather at your end of the country? If you're doing that, guess what? You're doing it because you've done no research on this prospect. Plain and simple, you haven't done any research on the prospect. You think that these general statements are going to get you through the conversation. You think that they're going to be interested in these general statements and general questions that you're going to ask. If you're making generic statements and struggling to resonate, as I said, it's because you haven't done enough initial research, all right? That's it, plain and simple. If you call me, all right, and you start talking about the weather, guess what? I will have nothing to say about the weather. I mean, hey, I live in California here. I live by the beach, all right? And the weather here, it doesn't change. It's typically in the mid to high 70s. Every single day of the year. Even when I hear conversations around me here about the weather, I just turn my head because what can you say about weather that's always in the mid to high 70s? So if you go into call, as I said earlier, and you're talking about the weather, making these generic statements, what's the probability of your new or potential freight prospect that they're going to give you their freight? It's really nil. Why? Because you haven't stood out in any way. You haven't shown them that you really care about what they're moving. You haven't done any research to ask them, hey, do you do LTL? You know, your widgets, your bolts, your nuts. I mean, do you ever do full truckloads with them? Those are typically LTL loads. If you can't get right to the heart of your prospect's concerns and challenges, take a pause and circle back to more discovery and research before calling other prospects for the first time. Your statements apply to anybody. Nobody wants to have a generic conversation with somebody that they've met for the first time. You go in there, use those questions on my sales call information sheet in my freight sales success guide. You better go in there with having done research and having questions at the ready to talk to these individuals to keep your conversation alive with them. So number four, your statements apply to anybody. Number five, and not to do when you converse with freight prospects, is you don't pinpoint your prospect's challenge. Again, how are you going to do that unless you be quiet, ask questions? I mean, this goes back to the 5 points that I just talked about. Starting with, you talk over half the conversation. If you're talking too much, you're not pinpointing challenges. Second thing is, you tell more than you ask. If you're telling and not asking, you're not pinpointing their challenges. Third thing, your prospect isn't conversing with you. Why? Because you're doing all the talking. You're not doing any asking. You're just yakking, and making a bunch of noise. Number four, the statements that you ask or even say, they apply to anybody. You're not asking pinpointed questions. So, number five, you don't pinpoint your prospect's challenges. If you don't pinpoint their challenges and come up with solutions to these challenges, guess what? They're gonna hang up the phone on you. If you're talking about the weather, how is the weather or anything else in the news going to solve their shipping challenges? That's why they're going to utilize your service, because you've shown them that you've got the solutions to their challenges. And I'll say this again. They typically use you 80-90% of the time. They typically use you because they're having a challenge. They're attempting to get a load out. Their current broker agent has dropped the ball. Truck's not showing up. That's why they're going to give you the opportunity to move their load, because you've got the solution to their challenge. So if you're pinpointing their challenge, then they will continue to converse with you. Real quickly, guys, how to not converse with freight prospects? Well, the first thing is don't talk over half the conversation. Second thing is don't tell more than you ask. Third thing is, if your prospect is not conversing with you, there's a reason. You're talking too much. Fourth thing is you're asking these boring, generic statements that don't get to the bottom of anything. And the fifth thing is you're not pinpointing your prospect's challenge. Great, great topic. Really take these five things, these five signs, and don't use them. Don't go through them. Don't utilize them as you're conversing with your freight prospect for the first time. How not to converse with freight prospects. Great, great topic today. Again, thanks for joining me today on my Tuesday training call. I'll see you all again next Tuesday, same time, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time on my Tuesday training call. Take care. God bless. I'll see you all again next Tuesday on my Tuesday training call. Bye-bye.